This is Jaguars Post Game. Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars Post Game is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
From Wembley Stadium, London, J.P. Shadrick with you on Jaguars Post Game. Mike Dempsey is back at the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. The Jags dominate the Baltimore Ravens, 44-7, the final score. And from start to finish, Mike, it was all Jaguars all day long. They scored on their first three drives. They scored on eight different drives today, and the defense nearly pitched a shutout this afternoon.
Yeah, really, JP. I don't know what you criticize for the Jaguars today and their performance. Yeah, they gave up the late score. I'm sure they will use that as some kind of internal motivation, but come on, when it's 44 to nothing, I'll give the reserves an opportunity to stick one in the end zone, and it's not going to bother me all that much. We talked about it at halftime, JP. It was one of the most dominant halves we had seen the Jaguars play. I think now it's fair to say it's one of the most complete games they've ever played in their franchise history.
I think that's very fair to say. It's one of the I think earlier in the game when it was 44 nothing, it's one of the Ravens. It was the highest scoring margin difference on the losing side for the Ravens at that point at 44. I'm not sure if it ended that way, but it really a franchise day on both sides, the Jags and the Ravens. Joe Flacco couldn't do anything today. The Jags defense stuffed the run game. They hit Flacco a bunch and got him flustered early and then took advantage. Blake Bortles had the second best rating day in his career today. He had a game in 2015 against Tennessee. Early December that year was like in the 130s. This was a 128 day for him. What a day for Blake Bortles, a guy who really needed some kind of confidence early in the season.
And early in the game he needed it too, JP, right? I mean, we just didn't need to see some garbage time numbers like they were able to put together last week. Blake played great from start to finish in this game. He threw some really pinpoint balls, even though some of them didn't go for major yardage. Even some of those 5 and 6 yard passes were just really well placed. Had an obvious connection with Mercedes Lewis today. And man, they're looking for somebody, right, to replace Allen Robinson in the red zone. I think they've got their early answer on that. If Mercedes can keep that up, if he just can present that threat, what a great addition that could be for the Jags offense.
Oh, no doubt about that, if they could do that. Let's go downstairs now. Jeff Loggeman has head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, a dominant performance by your football team today here at Wembley, and really all facets of the game contributed.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it was a team effort. All three phases contributed, you know, obviously to this win. I think, you know, like we tell the players, when we can contribute in all three phases and we can support each other, we have an opportunity to go out there and play good football.
Certainly a little different play calling in today, or was it the execution? Because the explosive play seemed to come early and often.
Well, I think a lot of it is just the execution. I think that, you know, before people were saying, you know, why aren't you going down the field? We just, you know, weren't able to get that done. But, you know, today we're able to make some plays, which is important. I thought that we made good decisions. You know, it's a very difficult defense to go against, knowing, you know, the coverages and things. They do an excellent job of disguising. But, you know, at the end of the day, we made the plays that we needed to win the game.
I don't think I've ever seen a half of football in which the opponent has one first down, 15 yards of offense, and negative passing yards, which your defense was able to do.
I think they did an outstanding job. I mean, they came out ready to go. I mean, it was three and out with a sack. You know, it really started things off on the third down, putting them behind. And then, you know, then special teams comes in with a partially blocked punt. You know, so really we had given them field position. Our defense backed them up early. We blocked the punt. We regained field position. We were able to get some points out of it. So that was a critical point, you know, early in the game to kind of just set the momentum going our way.
Defensively, having two guys at the corner position to play like they did today, A.J. Boye and both Jalen Ramsey with interceptions that are rarely seen.
Really, A.J.'s interception was outstanding along with Jalen's. I mean, those are things that are just hard. You know, it's hard for people to do, but they're special players, and they do a heck of a job. You know, and then obviously the forced fumble with Telvin returning. You know, those three plays resulted in three scores, and that's a big part of, you know, what the score was today.
And three touchdowns at that. Congratulations, Doug, and enjoy the flight home.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
There you go, Jeff Loggeman with head coach Doug Marrone of your Jacksonville Jaguars live from London as the boys get ready to pack up their belongings, head back stateside. We bring it to you for the rest of the postgame here from Everbank Field. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith here on 1010XL. Tony, before we take a quick timeout, I got to say this is a historic for me in the years we've done the Jags games on 1010XL, and I've been able to work on the postgame. Because I missed week one this year due to the hurricane,
yeah,
this is the first postgame show I've done with the Jags above 500. it's a day of first record-setting performances out there for the Jags. We'll talk plenty about it coming up, including we'll have the lightning fast.
Did the veterans let you know last night or this morning that they already did that before the game?
Yeah, we talked before the game today, and I think like anything else, you know, we try to make sure that we're communicating with each other. So obviously we're appreciative of that. And then, you know, we got together, you know, with the captains, some of the players, Coach Coughlin, our owner, Shad Khan, you know, obviously Tony Khan, Dave Caldwell. We got together, and, you know, the one thing that we wanted to make sure that, you know, we supported each other, we went out there as a team. And I think that's the most important thing. Obviously, you know, Shad's come out with a statement, and, you know, obviously we support that, and that's what we're behind. And like I said before, I'm just, you know, trying to make sure that this team sticks together. It's an unusual situation, one I've never, you know, there's no book on, that tells you how to do it. But, you know, I think the way we handle it, at least from my standpoint, I can speak from a head coach, at least there was a lot of communication, there was a lot of talking, and at the end of the day, our team is going to be closer together for it.
How impressed were you with your owner?
I think you know, any time that you know, our owner can be around and show support for players and show support for the organization, you know, is a great thing. I think we've always had that. I never feel, you know, even though Mr. Khan might be out of the building, I never feel like he's away, you know. So I know from my standpoint, I can't speak for anyone else. I know I've always appreciated that. I can call him at any time, ask him anything, and he's always willing to talk, give great advice, and be able to help this team in any way possible to win.
Jeff, is there any explanation in your mind how this team can look like they did today and in week one look so differently in week two?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is turnovers. You know, I think we had the turnovers, you know what I'm saying, in week two. I think it was very tough. We never got the momentum shifted back. And then I think today we were able to, you know, force turnovers and get sacks, and that's what we did in week one. And I think when you score touchdowns off those points, you know, things can look like they did today.
You said after you opened the quarterback competition and Blake re-won the job that you felt like even starting that first week in the preseason that he was playing very well. He had showed you something. He continued to improve it. It certainly appears that way.
Well, obviously, you know, I felt that he had a very good game today. There's a lot of things that go on, you know, with checks and things and protections and all of that. And there's a lot of good plays that, you know, go unnoticed, you know, escaping the pocket or maybe throwing the ball away and not trying to force something. So, you know, we were very happy with the play of Blake. And, again, it's something that, you know, it's going to be defined every Sunday. So, you know, we see it during the week. We're working to get better. But obviously, Blake, along with this team, you know, is going to be defined on what we do on Sundays.
What did you like about the matchup for Lewis today?
It was a good matchup. We felt we were able to get, you know, the matchup on the goal line, the matchup down the field, you know, Tampa 2, and get the ball up there. So, you know, Mercedes obviously is a great athlete, and we were able to take advantage of his height in those situations. So, you know, it helped us out today.
Baltimore didn't get to your side of the field until 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Better practice week? Did you see something like this coming?
No, I wish you could stand up here to the coach and go, oh, I knew this was going to happen, you know, or this and that. I think from my experience, it's very tough to judge. But I will say, you know, our players did a good job of being focused, you know, and they have. Even in week two, they did a good job of that. I thought early on, though, what was a critical point was, you know, we start the game off, the ball goes out of bounds, which obviously is not planned. They get the ball to 40. We go two plays. We get a sack. We get a partially blocked punt. We get the ball back again. In good field position, we're able to go and score. I thought that was a critical point. I know it's early in the game where it just starts, but I thought that was a critical point to, you know, to get that momentum back.
How positive was it that you were able to hold on to that momentum?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it was a good situation. I mean, anytime you can go finish it, and again, I think the defense, you know, did a good job. I think offense was running the football. I still think we have to correct the penalties. Obviously, that's, you know, that's something when you win, you lose sight of, but, you know, that's something that we'll again address and try to do a better job of.
Coach, you spoke before about your love of luck and your
memory serve with the monitors and coming to see that Freddie Mercury took you college at Ivins at this Wembley memory right now.
Oh, it's always outstanding for me. I mean, I don't know if I've lost, you know what I'm saying, in this stadium, old and new. But it always brings me back, you know, it brings me back as soon as I land, you know, with the people. You know, they've always been so good, you know, to me personally. I have good friends that are out here. You know, the experience, you know, for us is outstanding. The fans, you talk about, you know, great fans out here for the sport of American football. I think that's outstanding. The stadium's great. I love it. You know, I feel old because when I was a young kid growing up, my grandfather worked at Yankee Stadium. And I liked the new Yankee Stadium, and he always liked the old Yankee Stadium. And so with Wembley, it was always the same thing. Like, I just have a feel for the old stadium. I think the new stadium's outstanding. But in my heart, you know, I always remember the old stadium.
Can you clarify if you went to a Freddie Mercury tribute concert here?
Probably, yeah, one of the great experiences outside of football in my family. Dr. Ashwin Patel was a doctor. He was a head doctor at Wembley, and I was able to come in through an ambulance, you know, come in. I had a medical jacket on, so I had full access, you know, to everyone. And it was an outstanding experience. And, you know, again, I say to myself, I've been to a lot of concerts, you know, in the States and in here, and I don't think I've ever been to a concert like that in my life. It was by far be one of the greatest memories I ever have. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not worried. You know, it's something that we have. It's planned. We work it with the players. I think that, you know, when you put things in there, you know, you have to go and run it. You know, obviously we have multiple fakes in all of our units. So, you know, it's an opportunity that, you know, that came about. It's something that the players practice. And, you know, if you get what you want and you get the look, then obviously we're going to make the call.
Today was similar to the last couple of years here. Huge leads, but then the opponents came back in the second half. How much should that become a talking point right now?
I don't think they'd ever really thought about it. You know, I think it was just about finishing. You know, that's what we talked to the players about at halftime. You know, we came out there. We had a good first half. You know, we knew we were going to get the ball. I thought we started. We had a 10-yard run and a penalty, you know what I'm saying, which really hurt us. You know, and then the defense stepped up. So I think it's something that we still continue to have to do a better job of. But the point at halftime was just to go out there and let's finish this game.
All right, thank you.
Great, thank you.
He got the job done in the kicking game the rest of the day. By the way, Brad Nortman had a pretty good day as well. Three punts. Wasn't called on very often, but got a 60-yarder off and averaged 50 yards on his three punts. A nice, tidy 150 on those three boots today. All right, Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith here with you. We are live at Everbank. Folks, 44-7, Kiss Game Day Parking. Kiss Game Day Parking hassles goodbye with the JTA's Game Day Express. There are five convenient lots to choose from, and tickets start at just $8. Visit JTAFLA.com for more information. Back with more, including the Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game. For Tony Smith, 44-7, the Jaguars win on the Jaguars Radio Network.
At Everbank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an Everbank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399805.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie. Check. Insurance. Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
At Stein Mart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite, and we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Steinmart.
Any thought, Blake, on the difference between weeks 1 and 3 and week 2?
I think the biggest thing with us was just offensively was penalties, doing the things kind of that killed ourselves. And, I think, don't want to talk about the past, but, last week, I thought that we just put ourselves in bad situations. We played from behind the chains a lot with the penalties, and then with the 3 turnovers, it's hard to win. So I think as long as we can take care of the things we can control, take care of the football, kind of let our defense play the way they played today, we're going to be all right.
Do you feel comfortable? You felt very comfortable in the game with the plan, made it what you call a great game, and every time you looked out there, you found what you were looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Felt comfortable all week with the package that we had put together as a group. Thought Nathaniel did a good job calling the game, like you said, and we made plays when we had the opportunity to. I thought up front they did an unbelievable job, both in pass protection and in the run game. I thought our backs did a good job, and I thought Mercedes obviously had a big day with 3 touchdowns. So anytime you get a guy like that, his size and his ability to run, it makes my job easy.
Is some of that short stuff checked down, or is that just one of the guys?
It was a little bit of both today. There was some that, the first read in the progression was the guy that was short, and there was some where, they dropped 7-8 guys on a couple of plays, and, there's not a whole lot to throw downfield, so you got to just check it down. And that's something we talk about. If it's not down the field, let's take what they give us and get some positive yards. It's all kind of in an effort to, if we have to, make sure we're in a manageable third down so we can convert. I think so, definitely. And I think, there's a bit of a stigma, around Jacksonville, kind of the here we go again type thinking. And, I think this group's different. I think the guys handled it differently. I thought the locker room handled it differently. I thought Doug was different about it. And never once it felt like that going into this week. It didn't kind of have that feel or that vibe to it. It was a totally different thing. And it was kind of more of, let's go back, let's get on track, and let's get back to playing, the kind of football we know how to.
Blake, did you consult with the other captains about the game and what was going to happen, and the communication with Sean, Doug, and Tom?
Yeah, we were kind of made aware of it, and the captains got together and talked about, what we were going to do as a group, and, how we were going to be unified. And I think, Doug kind of came in and talked about it before the game, and we just wanted to make sure we took one unified stand. We wanted to be in it together. I think it's more important, and that was something that was talked about, when you do it as a group rather than as a couple individuals. So I think as a group, it was something that we wanted to make sure we took a stand on and did together.
Subsequently, we've seen quite a passionate statement from you and Sean. What do you make of him standing there with you, linking arms to the players?
I think it's incredible. I think any time you get a guy who is kind of essentially running the whole thing, he's the guy that's in charge of everything, and when he comes out and leads from the front the way he does in situations like that, I think it's special, and I think it speaks volumes to the guys on the team and in the locker room that, he's willing to not only, back us and do everything from up in the box or from, back behind, but to come up and stand in the front on the 50-yard line, on the first international game of the year. I think it's pretty impressive of him and his character, and I think it speaks a lot and a lot, I know, to us as a team. I don't know enough about it. I've had bad Wi-Fi since I've been here, so I honestly didn't know anything about it until somebody told me. So I don't know enough about it to talk about it. I'm sorry.
How much has my last one done from home for you, Blake?
It's been incredible. It's special to come over here. I think, first off, to come over here every year and kind of figure out a routine, I think we have a little bit of an advantage there, being able to do that. We're used to the trip and used to figuring everything out. And playing in the stadium and in this atmosphere is incredible. I think, right before kickoff, when everybody started waving the Jaguars flags, it's definitely something that, you kind of get chills running through the back of your spine. So it's cool to see, and it's incredible to play here. I enjoy it.
How much do you do for more games?
I play here as many times as they want me to, so I enjoy it. Thank you.
The last one, Sam, does it surprise you at all that Doug Marone stood there and said, come to a Freddie Mercury tribute concert here? Experience, like, you know that about
that? No, I don't know who Freddie Mercury is. I'm I'm sure it was a good time.
Point me this way again, and you get to the next week, and you see the response. It's been an organization and a team that hasn't responded in these kind of moments very well for basically the last decade. And this season, when they've been put in those spots, at least in the short term, it's only 3 weeks, but at least to this point this season, they've responded pretty darn well to situations that we've seen this organization crumble in the past 5 years.
A lot of credit to go around today. How about some for Nathaniel Hackett? I thought he called a marvelous game, mixing it up. His tendencies, they threw early sometimes. They threw down the field. Not, you know, they didn't throw a lot of Big Ben type bombs, but they started out early on with that 35-yard throw and catch and run for Blake Bortles to Mercedes Lewis, where he got behind a defender. Certainly they stuck with the running game as well, and just some more creative uses, I thought, of the receiving personnel out there today. So good job, I thought, by Hackett to keep the Baltimore Ravens defense probably on their toes a little bit and working against tendency.
Yeah, I think so. He called such a great game today. Again, we mentioned a moment ago during the lightning fast, them overcoming some penalties that we didn't see him do last week, so even adjusting to be able to do that, they looked a lot more explosive. They got some plays going downfield. The other thing, you know, when we talk about complaining about play calling, you know, when play calling goes bad is because the guys on the field generally aren't executing. And I thought Hackett called a really good game, and I thought they executed the game plan and the play calls today about as well as we've seen a Jaguars team ever execute a game plan and play calls. Everyone came through for this Jaguars offense today, and when everything comes through and you got a defense like they put on the field this afternoon or this morning over there at Wembley, they just beat the tar out of that Baltimore team.
You know, case in point, I think it was the second touchdown of Mercedes Lewis where Blake fakes the end around, he fakes the delayed handoff, and then he turns around and there's Mercedes already with some separation on the defensive player, but everybody sold the run so well that that play was an easy, a walk-in for Mercedes Lewis for the touchdown. So an example of an intricate play call, but one that was executed well by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up, we've got highlights. Oh, do we have highlights from the Jaguars 44-7 demolishing of the Baltimore Ravens in London, England. Three in a row across the pond for your Jags. More to do here. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith celebrating a 44-7 win for Jacksonville on Jaguars Radio.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, You want Bonos, and remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bonos.
What is big? With more than 64,000 students, UCF is the biggest university in Florida and one of the biggest in the nation. But being big goes beyond our size. Big is diverse and inclusive. Big is promising and powerful. Big attracts the brightest minds and the boldest opportunities. And by being big, we make a greater impact on our students and the world. Learn more at ucf.edu/big.
Welcome back live at Everbank Stateside. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Highlights, we've got oodles of them coming up. But before we get to a whole boatload of great plays by the Jacksonville Jaguars today, let's pause 10 seconds here for station identification. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network. All right, let's get to it. Strike up the band as the Jags came out swinging today. Jacksonville forcing a three and out from the Baltimore Ravens to start things off and then marching downfield, a 9-play, 58-yard drive that resulted in a 23-yard chip shot field goal for Jason Myers. Jags on the board first to get underway, and they were just about done with the Ravens at that point at 3-0. Another three and out, though, by the Jaguars defense led to a great drive by the Jags. Bortles hit Mercedes Lewis for a first down. Then he hit Lee for 14 yards. Leonard Fournette ripped off a 15-yard run. It was Bortles to Keelan Cole for 13 in the first. And then finally, for the first time in three times today, Bortles finds Mercedes Lewis in the end zone.
Bunch to the right. Under center is Bortles. One receiver left. They fake it. They fake it twice. Now he throws toward the end zone. He's got Mercedes Lewis into the end zone for the touchdown. A wheel route to Mercedes Lewis for the touchdown, and the Jags have scored again.
17-yard toss and catch from Bortles to Mercedes caps a 7-play, 80-yard drive that took 3:53 off the clock. At that point, the Jags ahead 148-7 in total yards, a 10-0 lead. A three and out by the Jags defense, highlighted by a Calais Campbell sack, led to another drive that resulted in a Jason Myers field goal, a 10-play, 34-yard drive. It was 13-0 for Jacksonville at that point. The Ravens go three and out for the third consecutive time, but the Jags turnabout is fair play. They had a three and out as well, but that didn't last long as A.J. Boye made this circus catch.
Flacco under center. Dropping the throw is the veteran. Looks to the left side. Throws left side. Lineup ball is knocked incomplete and now picked off. A.J. Boye, what an interception that was. He knocked it up into the air and then made the diving interception. That's a takeaway for the Jaguars.
Jaguars march the ball down to the 5-yard line where Bortles went looking for Mr. London.
Dropping, looking, pumping, fires to the back of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Allen Hurns in the back of the end zone, and the Jaguars have scored again.
Bortles to Hurns, a 5-yard touchdown. It caps an 8-play, 28-yard drive, 3:11 coming off the clock. 20-0. For Jacksonville at that point. The Ravens on their next drive, congratulations, picked up their first down of the game with 4:06 remaining in the first half, but Jacksonville forced another punt, and Myers able to tack on a 29-yard field goal before the half. 23-0, the Jags go into the halftime locker room. In the third quarter, Jacksonville multiple penalties on their opening drive. They result in having to punt the ball away to the Baltimore Ravens, but Jalen Ramsey perhaps not letting A.J. Boye get the best of him. Had an interception of his own.
Second down and 9 now from the 16-yard line. I formation. Play fake. Flacco fires downfield. Diving attempt and picked off. A diving interception by Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey's interception set the Jags up in Baltimore territory at the 32-yard line. After a gain of 2 on first down, Bortles went looking for Mercedes Lewis again.
Straight drop by Bortles. Looking. Fires toward the end zone with Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes has it into the end zone. Touchdown! Bortles to Mercedes Lewis.
30-yard touchdown, and the score at that point, 30-0 with the Jason Myers extra point. A two-play, 32-yard drive that took 43 seconds off the clock. Then, The Ravens get it back. An unnecessary roughness penalty on Malik Jackson gave him a first down. But Telvin Smith picks up a fumble forced by Calais Campbell and almost takes it to the house.
Handoff, West, little cut, and the ball's on the ground. Jacksonville picks it up. Here's Telvin Smith. Telvin into the open field, 40, inside the 35. Telvin Smith along the far sideline. Telvin is going to get tackled inside the 10-yard line.
Well, the Jags went to Leonard Fournette. He lost a yard on first down on the first play. So where did Bortles turn? Well, right back to number 89, Mercedes Lewis.
High formation again. They throw a fade to the right side to Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes makes the catch in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Rick Below was just talking about it. Here's one more for Mercedes Lewis.
The rare two-play, three-yard touchdown drive that took 24 seconds off the clock with the extra point. 37 to nothing at that point in time. But the Jags were not done. Seemingly stopped in their own territory. Doug Marrone and his special teams coordinator, Joe DeCamillis, dialed up a little trickery.
Oh, fake punt.
They fake it. Corey Grant on a fake punt into Ravens territory. The 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 20-yard line. He is tackled inside the 10-yard line. The Jags ran a fake punt, and now they're really jawing down there.
Would it be Mercedes Lewis for the fourth time? No, it would not, much to the delight of Leonard Fournette fantasy owners.
The give is to Leonard Fournette running the left side. Leonard Fournette to the goal line. Touchdown! Leonard Fournette from 5 yards away.
5 yards away, and with the extra point, 44 to nothing at that point. A meaningless touchdown, really, for Ben Watson for the Baltimore Ravens, coming from Ryan Mallett as Joe Flacco got pulled at the beginning of the fourth quarter. 28 yards passing for Flacco today, Tony. J.P. Shadrick is so jealous that I get to do all of those highlights for the Jaguars, all those touchdowns. What a day by Mercedes Lewis. Had the Jags found their answer to the absence of Allen Robinson, at least in the red zone?
We'll see. Mercedes Lewis has always been that guy that teases you in the red zone, right? The size, the athleticism of Mercedes Lewis is like you've thought his entire career this guy should be a bigger red zone target than he has been to this point. For a day at least, it was a day to shine for Mercedes Lewis. I don't know how much you can rely on that going forward, because we have way too much of a track history with Mercedes to say, well, now they found it. I don't know that you just figure it out at this age, but I don't know that you need three touchdowns a week. Give me one a month, Mercedes, and I think that's pretty good.
All right, we continue on from the HannahNiaAutos.com studio here at Everbank Field. Coming up next, though, we'll look at the Everbank Stacks Check. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, lots of Jags. 44-7 all over the Baltimore Ravens on the Jaguars Radio Network.
At Everbank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want, just stand with the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code SPOTS. That's FanDuel.com, code SPOTS. Void where prohibited.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jaguars, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com for more information there. We'll get to the Everbank stats check here momentarily. Just want to note that it's a weird feeling to see a bunch of games kicking off in the 1 o'clock window right now as we're celebrating a Jaguar victory here, 44-7 over the Ravens. We'll keep you posted on the scoreboard show, which will come up right around the bottom of the hour here for the local folks here in Jacksonville. And you can always tune in on 1010XL.com as well if you want more Jaguar revelry coming your way. We'll keep you posted on all these games going on around the National Football League. But Tony, let's get to the Everbank stats check right now. And what a stats check it is. I heard Frank Franchi say at the end of the game that the final numbers don't really do justice to how dominant a performance this is from the Jacksonville Jaguars today. 410 yards to 186 for the Baltimore Ravens. But when the game meant something, the Ravens could do nothing offensively. The Jags winning the time of possession battle, basically 34 minutes to 26 minutes. 34:03 is what they had the ball for, but they had it for nearly 22 minutes in a dominant first half, wearing down that Ravens defensive front that was without Brandon Williams, their big run stuffer, so they certainly took advantage of that. For the Jags today in the turnover department, they took three away from Baltimore, did not turn it over themselves, and outgained Baltimore 24-12 in the first down department. Completions for the Jags today, 20 out of 33. Most of that Blake Bortles work, only 14 out of 27 for the Ravens quarterbacks, and you did see Ryan Mallett in there. And the Jags averaged 6 yards per play today. Think about that, per play. Every couple of plays resulting in about a first down where the Ravens had to scrape by on 3.4 yards per play. Penalties, that may be where Doug Marrone looks to correct some things. 9 for 70 committed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, 10 for 88 by the Baltimore Ravens. And there were a few that they were able to overcome. They got some of those first and 20s that we worried about all week and were able to even overcome those. That's how efficient they were offensively today. Those are some of your team stats, Tony. Take a little deeper dive into the individual stats
there. Yeah, it'll start with the quarterbacks today. Blake Bortles maybe with the best day of his career when everything is said and done. 20 out of 31 for 244 yards, including 4 touchdown tosses. 3 of those obviously going to Mercedes Lewis. On the other side of that, Joe Flacco, 8 of 18 for 28 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
In today's game, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a passer rating of 12 for Joe Flacco.
Sorry,
today.
Joe.
For Blake Bortles, a passer rating of 128.2. Chad Henne got in the game a little bit, 0 for 2, so not much to speak of there. Ryan Mallett, 6 of 9 for 36 yards, including that touchdown to Benjamin Watson when the game was already well in hand for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Rushing today, Leonard Fournette, 17 carries for 59 yards, including that touchdown. Fournette becomes the first Jaguars rookie ever to rush for a touchdown in each of his first 3 games. He also becomes the first Jaguars running back to rush for a touchdown in 3 consecutive games since Maurice Jones-Drew all the way back in 2013 was the last time that feat was accomplished by a Jaguars running back. It's been a long time since they've had a guy like Fournette in that backfield. Corey Grant, your leading gainer on the ground, 6 carries for 75 yards. That's 12 and a half yards a pop for Corey Grant in the
obviously
game today.
Obviously, the fake punt,
the 58-yard punt goes in there as well. Blake Bortles, 3 for 18. Chris Ivory, 6 for 17 today for the Ravens. Alex Collins, your leading rusher, 9 for 82. That's a little over 9 yards a carry, but again, not when the game was in doubt at all. Was Baltimore able to run the ball effectively? Terrence West, 6 for 26, and Javoris Buck Allen, 8 for 15. Receiving today, obviously the leader for the Jags, Mercedes Lewis, 4 for 62, including 3 touchdowns on just 5 targets. Marquise Lee, 4 for 65 in today's game. Chris Ivory caught a couple for 25. The touchdown toss to Allen Hurns, 3 for 20 for him today. Mr. London continues to strike. Leonard Fournette, 3 catches coming out of the backfield for 21 yards. On the Ravens side of things, their leading receiver was Nick Boyle with 2 catches for 14 yards.
Oof.
On the game today. They did not have a catch for over 8 yards.
Wow.
The Baltimore Ravens today.
8 yards.
No catch for over 8 yards in today's game. Defensively, Calais Campbell adds to his league-leading sack total with a half sack today. He split that one with Malik Jackson. Dante Fowler with a sack on the first defensive drive of the game for the Jaguars today as well. The interceptions by both the corners today, A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey. And again, just to mention it one more time, Jason Myers 3 for 3 from the field goal stripe today. 5 for 5 on extra points, so an excellent day for him. And Brad Nortman, 3 kicks for 150 yards, an average of 50 yards, including that 60-yarder that rolls out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So a good day all around for this Jacksonville Jaguars team.
Got to love it, and I'm sure Jaguar fans everywhere do love it. That was your EverBank Stats Check. Coming up, our player of the game voting. We'll explain the procedure when we don't have JP or Fred Taylor in studio here with us. The final score, 44-7, Jacksonville all over Baltimore. You're hearing it on Jaguars Radio.
Workers' comp and auto injury claims can be complicated. That's why you need a pharmacy that specializes in handling workers' comp and auto injury prescriptions. Smart Workers Pharmacy won't make you wait days for your prescriptions. They'll fill your workers' comp or auto injury prescriptions right away with no upfront cost to you and deliver them right to your front door. When you think of workers' comp and auto, think Smart Workers Pharmacy. Ask your prescriber about Smart Workers Pharmacy or visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town, and they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit EverBank Field on game day through the EverBank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win 2 club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/take the field today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 15 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/take the field. Sponsor EverBank, a division of TIAA FSB.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. A couple of quick scores around the league. Some teams up 7-0 in the early going, including the Vikings with a Dalvin Cook touchdown up on the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tom Brady hits Rob Gronkowski for a score. And the New England Patriots lead the Houston Texans 7-0. We're all in favor of that. Chicago just got into the end zone pending the extra point. They're up 6-0. At home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And right now it is time for our player of the game voting. And as J.P. Shadrick likes to do, I will refresh people on the typical voting. J.P. gets a vote. I get a vote. And, of course, when Fred Taylor is here with us, either in studio or on the phone, he gets a vote and a half because, as we like to say, his name is on the stadium. Mm-hmm. And he can do pretty much whatever he wants. So we're doing it a little differently today. Tony, you're going to get a vote. I will get a vote, and if we agree and it's unanimous, we've got our player of the game. If not, Linda Fortunato, wife of Joe Fortunato, manager of Jaguars Radio, will get a vote which counts as a Fred Taylor-esque vote and a half. So we shall see what it comes down to here. You have the floor, sir. Who is your Jacksonville Jaguars player of the game?
I can only give it to one guy.
Only to one guy.
We need a lot of game balls.
There are a lot of game balls. There's today. Only one player of the game. Who's it going to?
Player of the game today. I won't get tricky and say Nate Hackett, though I think you could with the way he called it today. So I'll pick an actual player. Look, there's only two other receivers in the history of this franchise that have caught 3 touchdown passes in a game. And along those lines, Allen Robinson, Jimmy Smith are the only guys that have ever done it in franchise history. Mercedes Lewis moves into second all-time in the Jaguars' pass-catching history with three touchdowns today, surpassing Keenan McCardell, now has 31 in a Jaguars uniform. My player of the game today goes to Mercedes Lewis.
So you went with Mercedes Lewis. Did you notice Blake Bortles was 20 of 31 for 244 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, no turnovers at all, avoided a big sack as well, 128.2 quarterback rating, and your vote went for Mercedes Lewis, which is where my vote is going. It is unanimous for Mercedes Lewis. I mean, what a great game for him. This is a guy who had been completely written out of the Jaguars offense, and understandably so. He just hasn't been effective over the last several years, and you think his biggest impact is going to come in the run game as a blocker. Well, today, it came in both areas. He continued to do his typical job blocking in the run game and in pass protection, but most importantly, he was able to put it in the end zone three times today. And I didn't know if Mercedes Lewis would ever get another of these player of the game votes go his way. I have a feeling, based on what we've seen today, Blake Bortles is going to have the opportunity to get considered again at some point this year. So with a tip of the cap to Blake and everybody else who put that outstanding performance out there on the field today, our player of the game for the Jacksonville Jaguars is, by unanimous acclamation, Mercedes Lewis. Four catches, 62 yards, 15.5 yards a pop with those three big touchdowns for the Jags.
To give you an idea, I mean, Mercedes Lewis hasn't had a three-touchdown season since 2013.
I mean, it's fun with numbers right now, right, with the Jacksonville Jaguars. What they've done in their two victories, which makes last week's second half so confounding. But good news, they're 2-1.
2-1.
2-1, coming back to the States. Still got to go back on the road, but a very winnable game, you would think, next week.
No doubt.
I have a feeling you and I on Jaguars Today this week locally will not be worrying about that game tomorrow. I think Victory Monday
That'll
is going to be
for Wednesday. Woo-wee,
that's going to be a big one tomorrow. All right, coming up, the Baptist Health Injury Report. We'll find out in a pretty shallow list of guys today, and that's good news for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming off a 44-7 whipping of the Baltimore Ravens. Got to restrain myself what I'm going to say here. 44-7, Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, back with more on Jaguars Radio.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse. You can score a medium Firehouse sub when you donate $5 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more on the Wednesday following the game, get a medium sub with a $5 donation to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Wi-Fi. It is awesome. And now it's time to make it even better. It's time your Wi-Fi worked in more places.
Honey, the Wi-Fi works by the barbecue.
It's time you knew your kids are online at midnight.
Why?
Go to bed, Steven. And it's time you had the power to pause your Wi-Fi.
Hey. Where'd the Wi-Fi go?
Away, because it's dinner time.
Introducing Xfinity XFi. Speed, coverage, control. Find your awesome with Xfinity XFi and change the way you Wi-Fi. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Jaguars fans, touch down with the team when you fly from Jacksonville International Airport. Non-stop flights to cities on the Jaguars away schedule are Houston, Nashville, Baltimore, New York, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Indianapolis. Watch the Jaguars take on San Diego, Seattle, and San Francisco with just one convenient connection. So huddle with the family, break, and book your flights today.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. So if you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new TruTear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hi, this is Erica Wilson, mother of Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Allen Hurns. My son is always prepared with a game day plan, and so am I. As a busy mom, I'm always looking for easy ways to save time. Publix helps me tackle everything from pregame prep to postgame cleanup with prices that are never out of bounds.
This week at Publix, assorted varieties of Dawn 18-ounce dish detergent are on sale, 2 for $5.
Available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Welcome back to Everbank Field. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you stateside as the Jags polish off the Ravens 44-7 in Wembley Stadium in London, England today. This injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Tony, it was a pretty good day on that front for the Jags. We saw Cam Robinson go down. There was speculation maybe it's the shoulder, turned out to be an ankle injury for him, but he did come back. So
yeah,
that's a positive there. And Blake Bortles, we weren't sure, was he doing something with his shoulder at the end of the first half. Turned out he needed an IV. He was tired from going up and down the field so much with 22 minutes of possession for the Jaguars in the first half.
They played a lot in that first half.
Really, the only guys that had injury or that kind of thing that we noticed today, I'm sure some guys tweaked something here or there, but nothing significant that it seemed like caused anybody to miss any time. And that's pretty good considering Cam Robinson came into this game questionable. You had Jalen Ramsey questionable, although we fully expected him to play, considering the week before he was questionable, didn't practice at all, and he played without hesitation last week. You can expect that they're going to continue to take it easy on that ankle until it's really 100%, and why not? Because he's shown up on game day.
Yeah, he is. And talking about Jalen Ramsey, this is the first time this season that the Jags have matched up with their corners. The first 2 weeks, they were basically playing sides with Ramsey and Boye, and this week against the Baltimore Ravens, they gave Ramsey Mike Wallace, the speed guy, and they let Boye play on the other side against Macklin. Macklin left the game at one point in the first half with a concussion, did come back in the second half, and look, again, we just went over the stats for this game a few moments ago. Baltimore didn't have a catch for over 8 yards.
Mike Wallace had 1 for 6,
right.
And I don't even know if that came on Ramsey.
I'm not sure if he had it, it might have. I mean, you would think it would have to, almost because of the way they were playing this game. But I don't remember the catch for Mike Wallace, so I don't know. I know the interception he had was an intended throw to Mike Wallace. I mean, the way they played defense today was unbelievable, but none more so than that secondary. It was impossible for the Baltimore Ravens to get anything done through the air.
Jalen Strong, new acquisition they picked up off of waivers from the Houston Texans, looking to bolster the wide receiver core. He had a hamstring injury, was not able to make the trip, therefore not dressed for this football game. And right now, you look at the way they want to play and run the ball, play great defense, and they have the potential to do both of those things. Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns got a little bit out of Keelan Cole today. You're a week closer to D.D. Westbrook returning, right, down the line?
Yeah.
So, honestly, ideally, Jalen Strong will make any impact for this football team. They won't need him to, but for right now, they certainly didn't today, and hopefully he gets up to speed. So if they do need to call on him, that hamstring won't hold him back. So a pretty light injury report, and that's always good news coming out of a football game, no matter what the final score is. This one just happens to be 44-7 in favor of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Did I stutter? No, 44-7. Coming up, we will preview the road trip up to the new Meadowlands to take on the Jets in New Jersey next week as we wrap up Jaguars postgame. The final score, 44-7. That's right, 44-7. Your Jacksonville Jaguars over the Baltimore Ravens on the Jaguars Radio Network.